Blog Talk Radio.
Something we say, something is done today would be a blessing to your life.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't wait. Oh, I know I have some of the people that was in service on Sunday to give us the highlights, praise the Lamb of God, of the service for the anniversary celebration on this past Sunday with our delegation from Chicago that came up with Pastor Gail Johnson, who preached the walls down at the Truth Church. If you wasn't there, then it's just because you were square on Sunday. You should have been there. Praise the Lamb of God. Praising the Lord for another year with the apostle, 38 years of preaching, 28 years of pastoring, 4 years with PSM International, and it's just been a grand ministry. I am so excited about God. Hallelujah. It is just wonderful to be able to serve the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Prophet Dale Simon, is this you?
Yes, sir, Pastor. How are you this morning?
I am blessed to be blessed and so blessed to hear your voice today. How are you doing, man of God?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I really enjoyed myself at that anniversary. That was an anniversary like no other.
I tell you the truth, man. I ain't never had an anniversary that received that much prophecy and all of the words of the good, encouraging words and hands being laid on me and all of these kinds of things that took place. And then for Pastor Gail Johnson to preach the walls down the way she did, ooh-wee. I tell you, she is a woman of God. Well, my daughter knows she can preach like her daddy. I tell you, I'm proud of her. I'm proud of that girl. Wait a minute. Shatwan trying to get on here. You know we're talking about our mama. She got to jump in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan. Is this you, girl?
It's me, Prophet.
Chicago is in the house today. I tell you, y'all lighting it up. Praise the Lord. Shatwan came up with us also, Elder. Shatwan came up with her mother and the delegation, and I tell you, what a time we had on Sunday. Oh, my goodness, and the truth, the little troopers was running around there. Boy, they prepared some food for us. I had a wonderful spread down in the fellowship hall. It was just wonderful. We had the praise team of Harvest International. Oh, my goodness, that girl sung her soul out, I tell you. She sung and sung and sung. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful time. Okay, we're going to let Shatwan get a highlight of her mother's message. Let's see what she's listening, Prophet Dale. Come on, talk to us. What did Mama preach about?
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh, she got a blank.
She came in and set some order in the house, and I'm going to tell you, I was kind of there and I wasn't kind of there, so I can't really tell you all that she preached about right about now, but I can tell you this, that she flowed in the Holy Ghost, and she moved how God told me to move in that place. She prophesied the prophet, and she told him some things that God had shared with him that nobody knew. And I just thank God that she was in the house. She was in the place that God called her to be. She didn't do no more, and she didn't do no less than what God told her to do. I just thank God because it was an awesome, intimate celebration for prophet, and I enjoyed myself there.
I don't know if she didn't do no more now. She went a little overboard there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think, Prophet Dale? Do you think she did just enough, or did she? I ain't never heard her preach like that before.
Pastor Gail put her foot down in that word. Pastor Gail put all her weight on that thing. She put all her weight on that thing, Apostle.
That's what she did.
I told you she had a hammer, the organ. That's all she needed was an organ to just take her higher because she went in.
That's all she needed was a hammer and organ.
That's all she needed.
And we would have been in the church of God in Christ all night. I'm telling you the truth.
All
she
night long.
Gone. She was gone for it, I tell you. She made her papa proud on this Sunday. And we have it all on video. We have it on video and DVD, CD, all of that. I'm going to get with them on this evening and make sure that those packages are put together for us so that we can have those to give out to our listening audience for those who want to can order it off the PSMINTL.org. Also, I'm with Pastor McGee. We are putting together the packages so that you can order from the gathering the CDs and what have you that we have from the gathering as a package deal also. And it's going to be very inexpensive. I just want you to get the information. We're not trying to make any money off of it. I just want you to get the information, the teachings, and all of that that went forth. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be awesome. Well, it's prayer time. We need to move to some praying today. Praise the Lamb of God and let the Lord invite the Lord in here. Praise the Lord. We don't want to ever go forth without inviting Jesus in. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, do we have a prayer today? Do we have an intercessor today? Who's going to pray today? What's this? This is one of our intercessors right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan, do we have somebody designated for today, or how are we doing it today, honey?
I don't know who somebody's supposed to be in queue to pray today. I don't know who's in queue.
All right. Somebody's supposed to be in queue today. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, we're going to be praying for our sick and shut in. All you have to do is push one on your dial, those of you that's here. Praise the Lamb of God. Push one on your dial, and we're going a little bit higher here. Those of you who are intercessors, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. And for our sick and shut in, for those who are traveling the roads this weekend, Angel is returning home today herself. Praise to her and her mother from Denver. We're going to be praying for them that they have a safe return tonight to the city. All y'all know I want my baby to come home safe and sound. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Safe and sound. Praise God. Prophet Dell, know that Angel is my heartthrob. So we want to make sure that they come in safe. And those that's traveling for the holiday, we ask you, please, please be cautious. Leave in the daylight. Praise the Lamb of God, and know that there are some people who are going to celebrate a different way from you. So make sure that you are on the defensive as a driver. Make sure you're on the defense and drive for the other person. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, I think this is my daughter right here coming to pray. Hallelujah. Is this my daughter, Sylvia?
Hi, Prophet. Hi, Shatwan. Hi, Pastor.
Oh,
hey.
My goodness, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. It's good to have some intercessors here in queue. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha is still resting up, but we know, praise the woman of God, got fire in both of our pockets. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And it was good to see her on Sunday looking well, doing good, and moving about. Praise the Lamb of God, lifting up her voice and praise. Come on, Sylvia. Take us to the King of Kings today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we come to thank you today, Father. We come to magnify your name, Father. Father, we come to glorify you, Father. Father, first of all, we come, Lord, asking that you forgive us for any sins that we have committed known and unknown, Father. Anything that we've carried in our hearts, any thought, Lord, that we've let it exalt itself against you, Lord, we ask, Father, that you forgive us, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. Father, we will rejoice and we will give you praise and glory, Father. We thank you, Lord, that it's none like you, Lord. Oh, God, we come thinking, oh, God, on behalf of your people, oh, God. Oh, God, we come, Lord, bowed down before you, Lord. Oh, God, humbled, oh, God. Oh, God, for you said, Father, if we stay humble before you, nothing should be able to prevail against us, God. So, Father, we lift up our hands to you, Lord. Oh, God, clean hands and a clean heart, God. Oh, ears that we can hear, oh, God. and eyes that we can see, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. To your name, Father. We come lifting up the sick and the shut-in, God. Oh, God, send your angels to visit their bedside, God. Oh, God, turn the report around for their good, oh, God, that they may be a living testimony, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, for those that are homeless, God, those that need you, Lord. Oh, God, we ask, God, that you would cover them, oh, God. Keep them, oh, Lord. Keep their minds, oh, God. So many are going through, oh, God. Restore minds today, God. Oh, God, remind them, God, that you're still God. Remind them, God, that if they will just call on the name of Jesus, that you will answer, Father. For you said, if you call unto me, I will answer, God. So, God, we're lifting up our voices, oh, God, on behalf of your people, oh, God. Heal and deliver, God. Set free, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus, Father. We come to bind the enemy hands, God. The blood is against him, God. We shall go forth, oh, God, and do what you have called them to do, oh, God. Oh, Father, we war for the promises, God. Oh, God, not just for ourselves, God, but for your people, oh, God, for the kingdom, God. Oh, God, we thank you now, God, that every trick, plan, and plot of the enemy, Father, is destroyed, Father. It's backfire on him, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Lord, that is none like you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our intercessors today, God. Oh, God, strengthen them, oh, God. Oh, God, we stand as one, oh, God, before you, oh, God, doing your will, oh, God, not our will, God, but your will be done on earth, Father, as it is in heaven, Father. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for unity across the board, oh, God. Unity on PSMI, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for we know, God, more than one, oh, God, that you're with us, oh, God. We thank you in advance, God, for all that you've done, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Name. Lord, thank you, God. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I'm so thankful for all that is on the air today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me stop and say thank you. You know, I never, Prophet Dale, talk about our partners, but we do have some people, just a few, and I want to, and maybe some others will join. We have just a few that are partnering with us across the year, praise the Lamb of God, with monthly pledges as far as our eagle, our mantle, and our anointed partners are partnering with us, praise the Lamb of God, according to what they can sacrifice and give. And I just want to say thank you to those that assist us in ministry across the year the way you do. As a covenant partner, it's such a blessing to have you all doing this for us as a covenant partner and assisting so that when time comes for the conference, once this builds up, people of God, this is one of the ways we're going to prepay the conference off is with our covenant partners here at PSM International, our prophetic partners. I said covenant, I meant prophetic partners, our prophetic partners who are eagle, mantle, and anointed. The mantle is the $1,000 covenant partner, praise the Lamb of God. And then we have our eagles who are $100 a month. And then we have, praise the Lamb of God, our anointed, praise the Lamb of God level, which is $50 a month. Above registration, above all. And these are the special ones, praise the Lamb of God, that help undergird the ministry, praise the Lamb of God, across the year. And right now, I'm telling you, I can count those on one hand, Prophet Darrell, with a finger or so left over. We only have a few of those, and we need more of those prophetic partners. And I am going to be impressing upon them, some of you, praise the Lamb of God, yes, really all of you, to become prophetic partners. If we had the right number, maybe if we just had about 30. Oh, boy, oh, boy. We could pay that conference off, walk in there, and never raise the offering. Go straight to work and be at work and never worry about the bills. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's where I want to go. That's what we're doing, praise the Lamb of God, with this mighty, mighty ministry that God has launched, praise the Lamb of God. People are being healed. People are being delivered. People are being set free all over, all around, praise the Lamb of God. And I want us to make sure that this ministry continues. It cannot die now. It cannot go to sleep now. It cannot go into hibernation now. It must move forward. There's a greater work for us to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And so I want to salute our covenant partners. Praise the Lamb of God. During this Thanksgiving week, I give thanks for each of you covenant partners. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for all that you do. Those of you who would like to be a part of this, say, Prophet, I want to be one of the prophetic partners. I want to partner with you. Inbox me on Facebook, Praise the Lamb of God, or email me at prophetshakespeare@yahoo.com. prophetshakespeare@yahoo.com. Put the E on the end of Shakespeare, please. prophetshakespeare@yahoo.com, and you can be a part, praise the Lamb of God, of this ministry that is reaching so many people. Praise the Lamb of God. The healings, I'm telling you, the healings that have come forth, the deliverance that have come forth from the conference, the next level as we laid the mantle on many. They are receiving visions and dreams like never before. Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing so much. I need you to consider doing this. I'm praying that the Lord will touch your heart, that you will see the vision and run with this vision with me. I want you to see the vision and run with this vision with me. I want to thank God for Prophet Darrell Saunders, who even as he left going back to Chicago, called me and said, I need the information so that I can start sowing, Prophet Shakespeare. Apostle, I want to sow into the ministry so that, praise the Lamb of God, the ministry can be undergirded. And here's a man who comes on the show every day practically with us, praise the Lamb of God, without cost, and sit into prophesy, ministers, and give his all for us, praise the Lamb of God. But yet he want to take part in the labor of the finances of what it costs, praise the Lamb of God, to operate the ministry. We need your help. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want this to be so easy for us when we get there. Look, Prophet Dale, I just want to celebrate when we get there. I want to celebrate Jesus. I want to lay out. I don't want to worry about what the offering is going to be. Is we going to raise enough money? I need 10 more people to give me $100. I don't want to go through that. We don't need to go through that. I don't want to be that kind of ministry. We are prophetic people. If we don't believe in this, then we need to walk away from it and leave it alone. Praise the Lord. That's just my philosophy. If we don't believe in it, if you're not receiving anything, if you're not growing, if you're not being elevated, if you're not coming to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of visions and dreams and prophecies that's coming to pass in your life, plus the activations on your whole life. Many of you never prophesied till you came on my page. Many of you never prophesied to anybody, until you met Prophet Shakespeare Ministries. And you know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I just sat here on the radio show, talked you all for hours at a time, right out of the Word of God, teaching you, feeding, downloading into you. Never charge you a dime. Never charge you a dime. Hello, like that. Praise the Lamb of God. He gave the water out. People got healed from the water. Didn't charge a dime. Gave all the bottles of oil out. None of your children got hurt. None of your children been shot. The Lord told me to anoint your children's bed, anoint your children, and when he saw the oil, he'll pass over, and he passed over. Out of all that's been going on, your children have been kept. Y'all know I'm not lying to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now the mantles I done gave you out, gold mantles for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Already, people have been healed and everything coming back. If you don't believe in it, you don't believe in it. If you're going to support, support, and let's run together. I'm not asking you to fill my pocket. I'm asking you to undergird the ministry of Jesus Christ. And this is his ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. Praise the Lord. We are moving. We're moving right along. Praise the Lamb of God. Because our guest is coming in. Boy, oh boy, and I'm so happy to have him. Y'all better call somebody, call a friend, shake a leg, somebody. This, I know this number is my brother, my friend, praise the Lamb of God, Apostle Hezekiah. No, Stephen Hezekiah Walker. Is this you, Prophet? Is this you, Apostle? Hello? Apostle John.
Hello.
Yeah. 773 Erico.
That's my number.
Oh, no, this is not the apostle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was apostle calling in. Who's calling?
This is Evangelist Tubbs.
Hi, Evangelist. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm okay. Thank God.
Hallelujah. What make you push your, you push the one on your dial today? You must have something to tell me or something.
Well, I can tell you that God is good. God is good. And I'm just praying that God strengthens me. And I just push one so that you can agree with me for strength one today.
My goodness gracious. Well, we can do that. Prophet Dale, pray with her right quick for me.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come humbly before your throne, Father, Father God, we just ask you to look on your servant, Lord God. We ask you to cover her with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. God, we ask you to strengthen her on every side, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we ask you to allow your anointing to pour down on the inside of her, oh God, and let it burst out through her soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to put strength down on the inside, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, as we begin to pray for her, Father God, let strength come now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We broke and bind and we dismantle every demon, every spirit that tries to attach itself to her, that's trying to zap her strength, that's trying to zap her anointing, that's trying to zap her gift. We dismantle them right now in the name of Jesus, and we cover her with the blood. But God, you said, with you see the blood, the death got the Passover. And God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her life, Father God, so every demon and every devil got to pass over her. And we speak strength right now. Strength to every organ. Strength to every muscle. Strength to every vein. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we and we thank you for the strength right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless you. I tell you that. That Prophet Dale knows he can pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Ooh, y'all got the people up here in New Mount Moriah where we are remotely broadcasting from. Oh, my goodness gracious. They over here only dancing in Canon. I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful God we serve today. Amen. You be blessed. You be blessed. Apostle Tubbs, you be blessed.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Some people just need somebody to touch and agree with them. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for that. I'm waiting on Apostle Steve Jones to push one on his dial if he's on already. On his radio dial. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on him to just push one and be a part of our live studio here. Well, I'm messing up. If you get put off the air, please call back in. I'm hitting you slightly wrong. My finger too big. Oh, my goodness. I think I just eliminated a couple of people by accident today. Praise the Lord. My goodness gracious. You know, Apostle Jones was with us in Chicago, and he did this class for us on the apostolic that was just awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are waiting on him to come on right now. And I wanted to give him some good airtime with us here today. Praise the Lamb of God, because we know Tuesday is testimony day. Now, if you got a testimony, you better come on with it. Praise the Lamb of God. While we're waiting on him, both of you that's in queue, if you have a testimony, you can come for, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we will go forth, praise the Lamb of God, with your testimony. But you have to push one on your dial so I can put you in queue today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So many of you have been inboxing me and talking to me, and that is just fine with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
What?
Mm-mm-mm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what we want to do. Let us know, and we will just bring you right into you. Here go one right here, coming in. All right, just a moment. Praise the Lamb of God. Error code 224 is coming on. Error code 224.
Good afternoon, Prophet, and everybody. This is Mad Janice.
Hi,
Janice.
How you doing?
I am fine. I pray all is well with all of you all. I have a testimony. I always have many testimonies, but I'm going to testify what God has done for somebody else that we have been praying for. Joshua, which is my grandson's father, many of you may or may not know that he was ran over by two cars. And he's a young man. He was fighting for his life. He was fighting for his life. He was in a coma for a while. They said he had 80% brain damage. And basically the doctors were saying that only 10% of the people pull out of that. So I began to tell my daughter, because she was very hurt, and of course I was too, because he's very close to my family. So I began to tell her, you know, don't lose hope. You keep praying. I told her, I said, he's going to be part of that 10%. God is going to show us a miracle. He has set it up. He's going to show us a miracle. He's going to pull through. Well, the testimony is that has probably been about six weeks ago that this all happened. The testimony is Joshua is all the way back in his right mind. He had a trach and a feeding tube. They took the trach out. He's out of the coma, of course. He's now sitting up. When I went to see him the other day, the speech therapist had him feeding himself. He's moving his limbs. Whereas at first he was fighting for his life. It did not look like to the eye that he was going to make it when it all happened because of the extent of the damage. But he's all the way in his right mind. If you can read his lips on what he's trying to say. He's all the way there to the point where he can even write down what he's saying. And that's a tremendous breakthrough considering where he came from.
Praise the Lord. Now,
I just want to say God is good. And we never doubted, you know, I never doubted him for 1 minute, never doubted that he was going to heal him for 1 minute. And I just want
to
encourage the people.
I agree with you on that. Now, I know you were talking some big, bold stuff about it, too. You were standing on the promise, and I ain't talking about on the premises neither. You were standing on that thing, and you said, he is going to be healed. He's going to be delivered. Oh. Even when it looked real bad, you said it.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
And the Lord is going to use Joshua, and see, we never understand how God does things, but this thing has even brought my daughter closer to God. It has given my daughter a stronger prayer life, and it has brought her faith level up. And God is going to begin to even use Joshua. His life in itself is going to be a testimony. And I decree that Joshua will preach the gospel.
Yes,
he will speak the word. And his family will be delivered through him. And I just know, and I feel it in my soul that God allowed this thing to happen. It happened, whatever the assignment may have originally been, what the enemy meant for bad, God's going to turn this thing around for the good, and he's going to get the glory. And Joshua, when I went up there to see Joshua last week, I was talking to him, and I was asking him, I said, are you praying for yourself? And he shook his head, yeah. And I said, do you believe Jesus will heal you? And he shook his head, yeah. I said, well, it's already done. Now all you got to do is just fight and just press. And you got to do your part because God's already done his part.
Hallelujah.
And I was going to leave. I was going to step out and let my daughter and him have some, you know, a long time or whatever. And I said, well, I'm going to step out for a while. I said, you want me to pray now or you want me to pray when I come back? He grabbed my hand like, pray now. I'm like, okay, well, we're going to pray.
Yes.
We're going to pray. So that's my testimony that I've just seen God do some miraculous things. I'm testifying for everybody else today. My pastor, we have been praying for him, and somebody came in the church the other day and blessed him right before our eyes. And for anybody who had been praying for him, that touched us. That touched us because God will do it. He'll do it, and he did it in the presence of everybody.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Well, you know, your pastor called me and gave me a testimony, too, about even the utility companies and stuff that's working along with Praise Tabernacle. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely.
He had me shouting. I told him, I said, God told you the struggle was over.
Hallelujah.
That's what God declared up in there. I didn't declare. When I was there, that's what the Lord decreed in that house, that the struggle was over. Glory to the Lamb. Hallelujah. I just say what God said. That's all I do. I say what God said. God said for that house, the struggle was over.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he will turn that thing around. I'm waiting on the apostle. Magdalene, you better go find your pastor.
Okay, let me.
I don't know yet.
I'm
going to
hang up from y'all, and I'm going to see if I can track him down.
Track him down. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
What a wonderful
thank you, everybody, and God bless you all.
Bless you. We're going to keep lifting up Joshua, too.
Yes,
oh,
God.
My goodness.
Please,
what an awesome testimony. What an awesome testimony. Our God works in mysterious ways, Grandmama used to say, and his wonders he will perform. Yes, but she said he planted his footsteps on every sea and he rides in every storm. Did you all hear her talking about how that her daughter is praising God more because of this incident? This is how God works. Sometimes you have to suffer so that somebody else can be blessed through your testimony. Sometimes God will allow you to go through so he can bring somebody else out. Y'all not listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he's here. It's the apostle is calling in right now.
Good afternoon, Prophet Shakespeare.
Apostle Steve Jones, is on the air. What you say, ma'am?
Hallelujah.
How are you doing today, Apostle? Apostle Jones? Hello? Apostle? Can anybody else hear me?
His call is on the box.
Yes, his call is lit up. It's lit up, though. His mic is lit.
He might be
he
on
might have hit mute.
And don't know it.
Did he hit mute, Apostle? Lord, the devil don't want him talking today, do he?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but he will today.
I tell you, we're behind the enemy. We're behind the hand of the enemy.
Oh,
I don't understand what's going on. Apostle,
hallelujah.
Apostle Jones, would you check your mute button if you can hear my voice?
He may have to hang up and call back in.
Yeah, maybe I think he better call back in. Yeah, he just dropped. He'll probably call back in. Well, I tell you, people of God, listen. Listen, I need your intercessors to pray over my new book. I'm telling you, I have never had such a struggle with getting a book out in all the books that I've done. And this book was supposed to be at the gathering. Matter of fact, I was supposed to have it before the gathering, and the guy didn't call me again, telling me that Amazon has this held up, this, that, and another. I think they're trying to steal my book or something. I'm telling you, it's gonna be trouble in Zion. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God.
I'm
don't know who they're dealing with. They don't know who they're dealing with. Apostle Steve Jones, are you with me yet?
I'm with you now. I don't know how I got cut off, but I'm with you. Good afternoon to you, Apostle.
Apostle, first of all, how are you? How's the family? How's things going?
I'm doing fine. The family's doing well. God is showing himself mighty and strong in our midst, and we are excited about the manifestation of his promises as well as the move of God that's been taking place in the last couple of weeks in our ministry, pretty much since we left the prophetic gathering.
The struggle is over.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That word, that mighty word you gave us on that Sunday morning was so prophetic and so awesome. And everything since that time has been moving in the direction of that word that you spoke. The struggle is over. The war is over. We've been resting in the Lord, the congregation as a whole. Prior to your making that statement, prophet, making that prophetic proclamation, we have been in prayer every morning at 7 o'clock a.m. for about 50 days and declaring the things that we desire for God to do. Upon making that prophetic word very real to us on that Sunday and the manifestation of the Spirit of God in our service, we chose to call the whole congregation to a time of worship at that 7 o'clock hour. And we've been resting in the presence of the Lord. And in resting in the presence of the Lord, God has began to orchestrate some things for us. You know the challenges that we had. God finished that the next week, and now things are going in a direction that says to me that the Lord is like we're walking in the footprints in the sand, and the Lord has taken us up and is carrying us the rest of the way.
Well, you know, Apostle, you know, The gathering, and I'm up here at New Mount Moriah, Pastor McCoy is standing here listening too. The gathering was so awesome. It was such a move of God and such a weight of the glory of God upon us until it has changed all of us. Everybody that really was there on a serious note left there with something much greater than they came with. The prophetic atmosphere was so very, very real and thick, and no one could, it wasn't manufactured. It wasn't because nobody was jumping or doing somersaults. It was just God's presence, genuine presence, that he said he was going to meet us there, and God did that. But man of God, you taught a class that has erupted in the bosoms and hearts, and we only got about 10 minutes. The mic is yours on this apostolic prophetic piece, and we're going to have to bring you back. 10 minutes can't do you justice. I was waiting on you to call in at 12:30 to give you the whole entire piece. This is normally a two-hour radio show, but I'm at New Mount Moriah. We are working on the classes for the January conference of the prayer conference that's going to be right here in the city of Southfield, Michigan, the prayer conference this year at the Westin Hotel, right down the service drive of Southfield Freeway. And we want to make sure that we gave you this time, because it's very important that people understand the apostolic and the prophetic. And people are missing that. They're missing that hookup. You have the mic. You the man. Do it to us right quick. Give us 10 minutes of inspiration.
Well, let me just say this to you, Prophet Shakespeare. It is certainly an expression of God when the word says that the first shall be last and the last shall be first. When we look into the scripture as it relates to in Ephesians, and it talks about the fivefold ministry, and it talks about the order in which God does do the ministry gifts. He first gives some apostles and then prophets and, of course, evangelists and pastors and teachers. And so what we find ourselves in is that for the years that we have served in ministry, you and I alike, in the pastoral, for many years, people saw the pastoral gift as the primary gift that operates and calls the body of Christ to function. But in this latter day time, God has introduced or reintroduced that which was the first, which is the apostolic. And the early apostles, they exercised great authority. And the whole purpose of the apostolic authority is that it might be able to be present to activate every other fold of the ministry that is needed to keep the body of Christ flowing. Every believer under apostolic leadership is meant to function in the authority and power of Christ. Now, when we understand the apostles, the average theological argument is that the requirement for being an apostle is that you had to see Jesus. But then when we look at Paul, who himself became apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, his expression of seeing Jesus was not in the flesh, but it was in the spirit. And his calling to apostleship was greater than any of the other apostles, because Paul, as you know, had the one who wrote two-thirds of the New Testament that we now operate from and live by. So when we deal with the symbol of the fivefold ministry, the symbol of the fivefold ministry that we talk about, you oftentimes hear people speak on and talk about, is those five things that are listed in Ephesians. He gives first some apostles, and then he giveth to the prophet. The apostle and the prophet works close together, hand in hand. And the fivefold ministry is the apostle is the symbolism of the thumb, which is the governmental leadership. And that thumb, which is the governmental leadership, is what touches all of the other fingers to activate it. So when the apostle operates, he makes contact, and the prophet is the symbolic of the first finger, which points and gives direction. So the prophetic is that which gives the direction to the leadership of the kingdom of God and lets them know what is on the horizon. But it is when the apostolic or the apostle's governmental authority gives the prophetic the empowerment to begin to speak and to point the direction of God. This is how the fivefold ministry begins to operate. The evangelist is symbolic of the second finger, which partners with the first finger, who gives confirmation. So when the prophetic goes forth, the evangelist comes in and gives confirmation. That's why we find ourselves receiving a word that we heard, because it has been confirmed when the evangelist comes in, and the gifting of the evangelist speaks that word in another form, but it is the same message, and it gives confirmation. And we deal with the fact that the pastor is the third fold of that fivefold ministry. Ironically, the pastor is symbolic of the third finger, which gives support, and it ties all the fingers together. If you look at your hand and you get your pointing finger, which is the first finger, which gives direction as well as correction, then you deal with the second finger. They stay together. But it is the third finger, the pastor finger, that holds all of these fingers together. It is the one that holds the prophet and the evangelist into the place of operation to give them support. Because without a pastor, the prophet can't come to the house. Without a pastor, the evangelist can't come to the house and give the message. So the pastor is that third finger, symbolic of that third finger, which gives support and ties all the fingers together. Now, the Bible also tells us that a threefold cord is not easily broken. And so when you have the operation of the prophetic, the evangelist, and the pastor working together, that is a strong bond and a strong move of God operating in the kingdom that is not easily broken. So the rebirthing of the apostleship in the last days bring about the manifestation of amazing power and authority that has not been seen since the first century church. And along with that shall come the unity that I believe will break the denominational barriers in the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So yes, now, I believe
Apostle,
that it's important
Apostle.
For... Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Apostle, you know, and I mean, you really got some good stuff here. And I know we're going to have to do another show on this, but when... You know, when we talk about the apostle, and I just want you to, the last few minutes, to just back up a little bit and really, what is an apostle? And, you know, we're seeing a resurgence of a lot of various offices and the fivefold and everything, but there's a lot of fake out here, too.
Yes.
And that, you know, this counterfeit is giving the real deal a bad name. You know, it's like when you see a Louis Vuitton now, it don't hardly mean nothing to you because there's mm-hmm. so many Louis Vuittons and Louis Vuittons out here. And so let's step back. And I mean, can you give us some kind of biblical or something that says, here's the qualifications, this is what makes an apostle? And then, I mean, I'm telling you, this is something we really going to have to deal with, because we want to get in, are there women apostles sooner or later, and this, that, and another, and really chart this out biblically and what have you, so that everybody can get a good understanding. But I'm so glad you're here. Go ahead, the mic is yours. We only got a few more minutes.
Yeah, well, we don't have really enough time to deal with it, but I can present it to you from this perspective. Many people are in pursuit of the apostleship in order to operate and have the office of authority. And what many people fail to realize, in the listing of the fivefold ministry, those listings are gifts that are in operation. They are not offices. They are the gifts. And when you are in pursuit of the office of apostle, it is never indication, is not necessarily indication that you're operating in the gift of the apostle. I have concluded that there are those who may be in the office of the bishop who are operating in the gift of the apostle. The office of the gift, I mean, office of the bishop is an office of celebration. The gifting of the apostle is a gift for calibration. The apostle's job is to come into a place to bring things into order. It's a government gift to bring things into order. It is also
to establish and bring things into the order.
To establish and bring things into order is also the gift that plants the ministry. So an apostle plants churches, bishops oversee churches. So to establish an order and to begin to plant is the gifting of the apostle. But to give correction and calibration to a church is also the gifting of the apostle, because as you see, the apostle Paul had to go to the church of Corinth and straighten them out. This was wrong and theirs was wrong, and help them to understand things. So when people are seeking to validate their spiritual credibility by attaining an office that is appearing to be higher than others, that they can feel good about their ministry, that is the wrong attitude, and that is also not in biblical order. Paul said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, not sent by men, not made by men, but by God. So the apostle, the quasi goes in before the name goes on, and I say that the apostleship operates in the apostolic anointing. It shows and demonstrates itself. It speaks for itself. And if you don't see the evidence of that, miracles, signs, and wonders, government authority where there is a move of God that sets things in order that are out of order, a establishing of new ministries to be able to be empowered and impacted to increase the kingdom, then the person that has that title is holding that title illegitimately.
All right, Apostle, that's good. That's good, and there's a good place for us to stop it today. I am going to make sure that you're scheduled with us, praise and do whatever it takes to get you back on and revisit this dynamic and very important position within the framework of the church, because when all five of these are in active play in the real deal, we're going to see a move of God and a revival that cannot be stopped. And I believe that in my sanctified soul. I believe we are the holdup because we have mismanaged and allowed certain gifts to go out of existence or certain offices because of our lack of understanding of what God really wants to do. But God is bringing it back now, praise the Lamb of God. And that train is backing up, and it's going to hook up to the caboose, and it's going to be on and popping. Man of God, thank you for being us today. For all of our listeners, I love you all today. We have to cut the show short today, praise the Lamb of God, but we will be back on tomorrow with a full show. But I have to do this meeting. This is the only time we could schedule it was today at 1 o'clock. So I came up here to do the show so that we could get right into this meeting. I love each of you. I bless you. I'll talk to you all later. You all know what God's doing. He's making us all brand new.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Brand new, brand new, I'm brand new. potter, I'm the clay.